Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I'm going to read verses 1 through 8. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so being that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be under clothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for selfsame thing is God, who also hath given us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Now, let me start by saying something very clearly. There is only one way a person can be saved. That is by trusting the gospel of Jesus Christ, what he did for us, trusting his righteousness and getting saved and allowing him to take us to heaven. That is the only means by which someone is saved. They're not saved by works. They're not saved by church membership. They're not saved by baptism. We're not saved by anything we do. We're saved by trusting the gospel and what Jesus did for us to take us to heaven. But as I want to give to you today, there are three ways that your journey to heaven can be taken according to Scripture. I am in no way in saying that there are three ways to be saved. I'm saying after you're saved, there's three ways or three different modes to get yourself to heaven. I can tell you that the trip to heaven is not a long one, because the Bible says that the very moment we stop breathing here, we'll open our eyes there. When we take our last breath here on earth, your next breath will be heavenly air immediately. God says that we are passing from death to life, not life to death. Let me jump right in very quickly here. Number one, translation is a way used to get people to heaven. This was only done 2 times in world history. Enoch and Elijah in Genesis chapter 5, verses 22 through 24, and Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 5. The Bible talks about that Enoch was translated into heaven. I'll read Hebrews 11, 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. And before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now, God was walking and talking with Enoch one day, and this is not necessarily in the scripture, but I kind of think that God looked at Enoch and said, Enoch, we're so close to my house today, how about you come with me? And God took him to heaven without seeing death. By the way, that was before the flood of Noah. That was prior to the flood. And Enoch walked so close with God, God took him to heaven without death. He's still there. But there was one more, and that is found in 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. That is the record of Elijah. And Elisha's with him, and the chariot of fire comes down and separates the two, and a whirlwind takes Elijah to heaven without death. The word translate means transport, to exchange, or to change sides. These two men, I personally believe, will be the two witnesses during the tribulation time after the rapture. You say, why do you believe that? Well, according to Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 27, it says, as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. The wages of sin is death. Both of those men are sinners. They must face death. They aren't going to escape death. And I believe they will come back. They will lead the charge in the revival during the tribulation. And I believe they're the two witnesses in the book of Revelation that will be killed and lay in the streets for 3 days and three nights. And on that fourth morning, they're going to get up. And all of ABC, NBC, CNBC, MSNBC, CNN, Facebook, all the others, they'll have their cameras focused on them. They're going to get up and have their own personal rapture in front of the whole world. You see, God's word must remain true. So I believe, and by the way, you could disagree with me. I would not argue with you. I'm just telling you what I believe there. And we have to also understand that the Catholic Church teaches that Mary was translated or assumed to heaven because she didn't sin. That is absolutely wrong according to Scripture. What they're saying is there, if Mary was taken to heaven without death and never will see death, that they've put her on a pedestal equal to, or actually higher than Jesus, because Jesus came back in a body that could die. So we have translation. Number two, death is the most common way for man to get to heaven. We read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 1. It talks about our house, not made with hands, our tabernacle. We're confident of saying, willing rather to be absent from the body, be present from the Lord. Psalm 116, verse 15 says, precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 54 through 56 say that we're all going to die someday. Some people, as I've watched with them as they pass from this life to the next, they linger and get a little glimpse of heaven. That happened in Acts chapter 7 with Stephen in verses 55 and 56. He stood up and saw Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. Oh, I've sat beside the bedside of many a people. They could see people in heaven. They were talking to them. They'd asked me if I could see them, but I couldn't. And we must accept the fact that we're all going to face death. But we don't need to be afraid of it. It's a short journey. It's not a journey that's going to take a long time. Once it finally gets here, it's a very quick death, quick process. Number three, the last way that we can take our journey to heaven is through the rapture. Oh, I love this. The Bible talks about it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 talks about the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with him. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. It talks about it happening immediately. Revelation 4:1-2 talks about the rapture as it chronologically happens in heaven. Jesus is going to come back at the rapture for all of us saved on earth. What a wonderful thing. Have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.